Today's daf, Masechet Mura, is daf Lamed Gimel, and we are holding in the middle of the machlokas of Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish, which is a machlokas about how to understand the machlokas between the Rabbanan and Rabbi Shimon. So the question was like this. When Rabbi Shimon says, imetu yipadu, dafka, he says, if there were kachi ben akabai, imetu yipadu, that clearly is indicating that only kotche bet akabayit imetu yipadu, aliba de Rabbi Shimon. Masha'in ken kotche mizbeach, we would say that imetu yikaveru. Why? Because they require amud of arach. So therefore, according to Rabbi Shimon, we didn't have any machlokas at all. Rabbi Shimon holds, kotche mizbeach are bichlal amud of arach, kotche bet akabayit are not bichlal amud of arach. The question was, what did the Rabbanan hold? Do the Rabbanan hold? No, everything is Bechlal Hamad of Aracha. And Rabbi Shimon was arguing with the Rabbanan only on the Bet HaKabayit part of that description. Or do the Rabbanan hold the exact opposite of Rabbi Shimon? And the Rabbanan hold, strangely, only Kotche Bet HaKabayit are more Chomer and require Hamad of Aracha. And Kotche Mizbeach do not require Hamad of Aracha. That second approach is the approach of Reish Lakish, which means that we have a diametrically opposed understanding here between the Rabbanan and Rabbi Shimon, according to Reish Lakish. Again, Rabbi Shimon holds only Kachem Mizbeach, which is the way you would have thought about it intuitively, that the Torah is makbid on Kachem of the Mizbeach, but if you're going to take it away from the Mizbeach, it requires a Bada Baracha. And when it comes to Bada Kabai, the Torah is not so makbid, because why would you need a Bada Baracha after all? A TV set, there's no Hamad of Aracha. And you could definitely be paid a TV set from Kotche Bet HaKabayit. So why not be paid an animal that's dead? I mean, why is it different than anything else? Or an animal that's sick and can't be stood up? Makes sense. Masha Enke, the Rabbanan, according to which we don't understand where it would come from, and that's what the Gemara is about to question. Where in the world would such a strange sheet to come from? But Masha Enke, if you hold the way the Rabbanan are learning Aliba the Reish Lakish for some strange reason, they would say that Dafka the Torah is only makbid on Kotche Bet HaKabayit and not makbid on Kotche HaMizbeach. And if an animal dies with Kotche HaMizbeach, there's no problem. You don't require Hamad of Arachat. You must admit that that's a little bit strange. Says the Gemara, finally, we're getting around to what in the world is Reish Lakish thinking that would explain such a strange shita? Amar of Gidol Amarab, my time at the Reish Lakish, what could Reish Lakish hold that would make it reasonable to say that according to the Rabbanan, only Kotche Bet HaKabayit hayu b'chlal ha'amad ha'aracha, and dafka Kotche Mizbeach lo hayu b'chlal ha'amad ha'aracha? Says the Gemara, there's no Sfora that's involved over here. According to Reish Lakish, we are talking about a straight out Gzeirat HaKatuv, that the Torah gives us no choice but to understand the meaning of the pasuk precisely as I just explained it, Aliba the Rabbanan. What is that? Because take a look again at that second pasuk. Remember that it's said twice, Behemat Me'ah. The first pasuk says, Im Be'vema HaTime'ah Asher Lo Yikrevu Mimenu Korban LaHashem. And we understood that to be referring to a Balmum, not a literal Behemat Me'ah. And that was referring to Kotche Mizbeach, obviously, because otherwise, what is it nogea, whether yikarvu bimenu korban l'Hashem or not? That first pasuk seems very clearly to be talking about Kotche Mizbeach, and it had a mum, when we're saying be'ma t'meya. The second pasuk doesn't say be'ma t'meya asher lo yikarvu bimenu korban l'Hashem. It just simply says, im kol be'ma t'meya, the second one, is referring to Erichat Akoenota Ben Tova Ben Ra, and so on, that I have to understand what Ben Tova Ben Ra means. What do you mean Ben Tova Ben Ra? I don't understand. Always Ben Tova Ben Ra meant whether it has a mum or it doesn't have a mum. Now, how in the world are you being poda an animal that doesn't have a mum? I mean, you can't be poda an animal that doesn't have a mum from the Mizbeach, can you? So obviously we got to be talking about the type of Hagadosh where it's irrelevant, whether it's Tov or Ra. What else could it mean? And that can only be a reference to what? Kotche Bet HaKabayit, right? And that's the whole point that the Torah is throwing in. Look, before I was talking about a behemoth that was not roi for the mizbeach. And now I'm talking about a behemoth that, whether it's tov or ra, makes absolutely no difference. And it's there that the Torah stresses that even though it's bein tov bein ra, ve'ericha kohen ota, we require hamor v'arocha in the type of hegdish which is bein tov bein ra. Now I ask you, explain to me, ezeu davar she'eno chaluk bein tov v'ra. What type of hegdish couldn't care less whether something is a bamum or not a bamum? Well, obviously it isn't referring to kachim mizbeach. Kachim mizbeach, it matters very much whether it's a bamum or it's tamim, right? That's the whole point. The only place where it doesn't matter at all, have omer, ze kachi berekabayim. And the Torah stresses, ota, vericha kohen, ota. What does ota mean? Davka, this case is the one where we insist that the kohen has to be ma'arich it. But the other type of things, which is kachim mizbeach, do not be ma'arich it. So that's lema'ute kachim mizbeach. And according to Rabbi Yochanan, indeed, where we're talking about, remember, according to Rabbi Yochanan, if it says ota, it's going back to the pasuk before also, no? I mean, it's talking about the first pasuk, which is bedafka, a reference to Behema Tmeya Sheloikra Vulimenu Korban Hashem, which is talking about kachim mizbeach. So Rabbi Yochanan says, obviously, when it says ota, it's referring to both kachim mizbeach and to kachim ben akabayim. You're right. We have two different psukim referring to two different situations. One, a behema that has a mum and therefore is unsuitable to be makri, medu, korban, lashem, and kachim mizbeach. The other one is talking about a behema ben akabayim, where it doesn't matter whether it's tov or ra. Okay, that's all very nice, Rabbi Yochanan, but then why is the story saying ota? Ota as opposed to what? I mean, we don't have three different types of Kedusha, do we? So what would that be referring to? We do have three different types of Kedusha, says Rabbi Yochanan. Aha! What is the third type of Kedusha? The third type of Kedusha is an animal that had a mum before I was magdish. Now, what happens if I try to be magdish in a mizbeach, a behema that is a baalat mum? It does not get kedushas haguf, and it only gets kedushas domi, meaning that I need to sell this animal, use the proceeds to buy the carbon that it was meant to be. Correct? Fine. Now, the question is, if it wouldn't have said that pasuk, I would have thought to myself, you know what? Basically, if I give an animal that's a baal mum to the mizbeach, and it gets kedushas domi, doesn't that essentially boil down to being the equivalent of kachi berekabayit? All kachi berekabayit belong to Hegdash, and it's only their value that belongs to Hegdash. There's no kedusha in the etzem animal itself. Well, that's exactly what happens over here. The value belongs to the mizbeach. There's no kedusha guf in the animal itself. Ergo, give this the same din that you would have given to kachi berekabayit. Comes along the pasuk to say, now, wait a minute. There are indeed two different sets of requirements for Hamad of Arach. Yes. One is on Kachi Berekabai, one is on Kachi Nizbeach. Yes. So holds Rabbi Yochanan in the Rabbanah. However, that's because both are suited to what they are. Kachi Berekabai is, by definition, something which is Bein Tovu Bein Ra and couldn't care less about a mum. Kachay mizbeach is something that is meant to have kedushas haguf. If you create a situation of kachay mizbeach where it only has kedushas domim, don't think that that's the equivalent of kachay berekabayit that is meant to only have kedushas domim. Oh no, it's less than that. And I am not makpid, says HaKadosh Baruch Hu, on ha'amod of ha'aracha, where the kedusha that it was meant to have wasn't able to take place. That's what Ota comes to tell me. To exclude the third type of Kedusha, which is Kedushas Domim Lemizbeach. We finally have an understanding. All along, we've always been a little bit confused about, so what is the difference really between the Darg of Kedushas Domim, if you call it Kachay Berekabayit, or if you call it Kachay Mizbeach, where Kada Muma Mesekdesha. Right? If you think about it, this, it was always a disturbing question. Because, I mean, why don't we just always use the distinction of Kedushas Haguf versus Kedushas Domim? What's this whole idea of Kachay Berekabayit particularly, as opposed to Kachay Mizbeach? at last, we get to understand that this, in essence, represents a third type of Kedusha, in which Aliba the Rabbanan, there's a major difference, Tainus Rabbi Yochanan, between the three different types of Kedusha. Kedusha's Perek HaBayit is a full Kedusha of Bein Tov Ubein Ra and requires Amar of Aracha. Kedusha's Mizbeach is a full Kedusha's Aguf and requires Amar of Aracha if something goes wrong with it and it gets a mum after that Kedusha was Chal. But the third level of Kedusha, we're called a mum on Etek Deshan, never fully matured into the Kedusha was meant to, that is to say Kedusha Aguf, and that Kedusha's Dabim is innately different than Kedusha's Perek HaBayit, which is a correct Kedusha's Dabim. Wonderful. Took us the whole Masechet to finally get to the crunch of the distinctions of the types of Hegdash. It's extremely, extremely satisfying if you've been bothered by this the whole time, because it sort of just brings everything into such a clear focus. So that is the point, says Rabbi Yochanan. It's l'me'ute ba'almum mi'kore. And now we are introduced to the third shita. So far we have the shita of Rabbi Yochanan and the shita of Reish Lakish, which are two different shitas in Rabbi Shimon and the Rabbanan. So basically we have already three shitas if we include Rabbi Shimon on the one hand, Rabbi Shimon being only Kedushas Mizbeach requires Hamad of Aracha, the Rabbanan, which break into two different understandings of the Rabbanan, Reish Lakish's understanding, which is only Kotche Berek HaBayit require Hamad of Aracha and not Kotche Mizbeach, or Rabbi Yochanan's understanding that whether it's Kotche Mizbeach, whether it's Kotche Mizbeach or whether it's Kotche Perek HaBayit, it requires Amar of Aracha. So we have already three shitas, if we include both Reish Lakish and Rabbi Yochanan, but there's a fourth shita. The fourth shita indeed argues about this particular issue, the issue of the third type of Kedusha, where Kodam Muma Metzekedeshan of Kotche Mizbeach. And that fourth shita is the Tana Devei Levi. Ask the Gemara, and what would you do, the Tana Devei Levi, who holds that even if it's about Mume Ikoro, which we call Kedusha number three, it would still require Hamad of Aracha, even though it never got the Kedusha Zaguf for which it was intended when you give it to the Mizbeach? How does he understand Ota? Because according to him, there is no type of Kedusha which is excluded from Hamad of Aracha whatsoever. And yet the Torah obviously is saying something is excluded, because we're not going to use the word Ota, Dafka it and nothing else for nothing. You don't have to say that. That is just a v'amid v'arich hakohen. Therefore, we have a problem. So I'll leave it to Rabbi Tanan v'arich levi, who say akol ayu b'chlal amod v'aroch, including even about mumi kora v'chein tani levi b'matnit. As a matter of fact, Rabbi Levi went all out in the shita, because he says, listen, what we're talking about over here is not only when it says over here, we're talking about somebody who is magdish, a giraffe, for a carbon. So it's like totally out of the whole realm. Not only that, we're even talking about a case where somebody would be makriv. Here we're talking about, says Levi, even if he was magdish achaya, even if he was magdish birds, exactly the same thing. How? What does he do with Ota? Don't know. Kasha, I don't know. We do not understand what Levi is going to do with Ota. At least if he wouldn't have said that it even includes a species that's not roi for the Mizbeach, I could say maybe the Ota is coming to include that. But if he's ready to say it doesn't matter what we're talking about, I really don't know how to understand. That's kasha.
That's what comes out of sticking your neck out.
Omar, oh, I missed. Sorry, Mo. I was really aiming for Barnea. Okay. So, things are finally getting clear here, huh? Beautiful. Omar of Yudah Omar Rav, let me explain to you Rabbi Shimon Shita. My time in the Rabbi Shimon, the Omer Kotche Mizbeach, Ayu Bechlal Ha'amod of Aracha, and not Kotche Perek HaBayit. The Omer Akra, Ve'erich HaKohen Ota, Bein Tov, Uvein Ra. And I say, Rabbi Shimon's reading of that pasuk is precisely the opposite of Reish Lakish's reading of that pasuk according to the Rambanan. And what it means is, why mention Tov Vara? In what context does the very idea of Tov Vara make sense? Does it make sense in terms of Bedek HaBayit? What would Tov Vara mean? A Tov would be a high-definition TV, and a Ra would be a no-definition TV. What exactly is Tov Vara? I don't understand. One is a four-cylinder car, and one is an eight-cylinder car. I mean, what are we referring to, Tov Vara? I mean, you're certainly not referring to the difference in an animal if it has a mum or not. I mean, what in the world would that have to do with Kachi Bedek HaBayit? Therefore, I say it means exactly the opposite. Bein Tovu, Bein Ra means we're talking about the type of Kedusha where it makes a difference whether something is a Baal Mum or not a Baal Mum, right? What is that? That's on a Kachi Mizbeach. And in that context, the Ota is Dafka coming to exclude Kachi Bedek HaBayit, the exact opposite of Reish Lakish. V'yomakra Ota l'me'ute Bedek HaBayit. Wait, so then why does it say Bein Tov Bein Ra? It should just say Bein Tov L'Ra. I mean, that Bein Tov Bein Ra seems to be saying what Reish Lakish was saying, in which I couldn't care less. I don't care if it's this. I don't care if it's that. I mean, that would be much more mashmah like Reish Lakish. I mean, so why does it say Bein Tov Bein Ra? Okay. I agree that part isn't as beautiful as I made it sound, but okay, we'll get along with it. Kach, Meitve. Now, let's see how you're going to deal with the following braita, depending on how you hold, like Rabbi Yochanan or Reish Lakish. Listen to this braita, and this braita is outrageous because it introduces things like we never thought of before. Meitu, if they die, if the animal was tamim yikaveru. But if the animal was a Baal Mum, Yipadu. What in the world would that be talking about? If the animal was a Baal Mum, you can be Pode when it's dead. But if the animal is a Tamim, then you can't be Pode. Where would there be such an idea? Now, of course, if you think about it, you know what it could mean. The only thing that it could mean, from what we've seen so far, is when it says a Baal Mum, it means if it was a Baal Mum before you were Makdish. That's what it means. So it's Tmimim. For the Mizbeach, that, of course, requires Amar of Aracha. Baal Mum, meaning a Baal Mum before you ever were Makdish, which we're calling third degree Hegdish, which we understood, Aliba de Rabbi Yochanan, that meant a type of Hegdish in which the Mum came first. That didn't require Amar of Aracha. Actually, because we know of the piece of Gemara that we just had, we not only know of the answer of how Rabbi Yochanan is going to understand this braita, it actually is a beautiful proof to Rabbi Yochanan that there's three types of hekdesh and that there is a situation in which Kachay Mizbeach Dafka are less demanding of Amar of Aracha than Kachay Bedek HaBayit would be. And where is that? Where the Mum came first. Okay. But right now, let's pretend we don't know this. We're taking a more naive view of the machlokas of Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish before we got to understanding third degree Hegdash. And so therefore, to us, it seems outrageous. Like, what is this possibly talking about? In which to me, mimi kaveru and baal mum mimi padu. Okay, anyway, continues the bride. Bameh devarim amurim bekachi mizbeach. Avo bekachi bedek habayit. You got to hear this one. If it's kachi bedek habayit, it doesn't matter. For sure, you have to bury it, whether it's a tamim or whether it's a baal mum. Tamim and Baal Mum for Kachi Bedek HaBayit. Well, why is Kachi Bedek HaBayit concerned with whether it's a Tamim or Baal Mum? Very, very strange. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Echad Kachi Mizbeach, Echad Kachi Bedek HaBayit, if they're Tamimim, Yikaveru. Oh my God. I thought Rabbi Shimon said that Kachi Bedek HaBayit are not Bichlal HaModev Aracha. Now he's coming up with this new idea that there's such a thing as Kachi Bedek HaBayit that are Tmimim? What does that mean? Since they're Tmimim, so therefore they do require Amar of Aracha. I am so confused. This Gemara is bright as introducing like all kinds of crazy new things that I've never heard before. So Echa Kachi Mizbeach, Echa Kachi Bedek HaBayit. If it's Tmimim, I agree that it's Yikaveru. Balei Mum and Yipadu. And Rabbi Shimon is saying, that if it's kachay mizbeach, then it requires amar baracha. Thank heavens for something that looks familiar. But the part about kachay berakabayit, that should be tummy, I don't chop that at all. And that kachay, according to him, kachay mizbeach, if they're bali mumim, they should be yipadu. What do you mean they should be yipadu? I thought Rabbi Shimon holds that when it comes to kachay mizbeach, we do require amar baracha. What is going on? So, I mean, this doesn't make sense according to anybody. Not according to Rabbi Yochanan, not according to Reish Lakish. It's outrageous. So let's start with Rabbi Yochanan from the Reish. Okay, forget about before we come to Rabbi Shimon. Let's start at the beginning. Says the Gemara, to yuf to the Rabbi Yochanan mi Reish. I mean, this doesn't make any sense at all from the Reish, does it? According to Rabbi Yochanan, I mean, it says over here that crazy that Rabbi Yochanan, according to him, a braita is coming along and is saying that if you have a bal mum, that the halacha is that you can be poted, and he says that according to the Rabbanan, you cannot be poted and requires kfura. How does the braita say that you can be poted if it is a mum? Well, says Rabbi Yochanan, what do you think it means? It means if it had a mum before you were magdish it, like we understood it. And it was third-degree hegdash, which was kachay mizbeach, there were only kedushas dami, because the mum came first. And in that case, I explained to you before that that's what the otar was coming to be mamayit. And this is the bride that proves that I was right. If anything, it's a riot to me. So you see, according to Rabbi Yochanan, there is a case where the Rabbanan hold that there's no din of amar baracha on kachay mizbeach that had a mum, as long as the mum came before the hegdash took place. Perfect. And by the way, I mean, come on. You're asking the Braita on me? What a chutzpah. Hachinami mistavra. Read the Braita. You'll see there's no other way to read it. The Itema Shekhodim Egedesha in this Muman, if you're telling me that it's talking about that the Rabbanan, you're claiming that the Rabbanan hold over here, you're trying to tell me that this Braita implies that Reish Lakish is right and that I'm wrong. Because it says over here, if it's a Baal Mum, that you can be paid it, right? That's your problem. So let me ask you something. If that's what you think the Braita is saying, so then why the heck doesn't Rabbi Shimon say right now, oh, no, that's not true. Of course, kachay mizbeach requires amar baracha. No, Rabbi Shimon is perfectly happy with this and he's quiet. Now, you explain that to me. Elamai, we're talking about, indeed, a case in which it's clear to everybody. Elalav Shmam, you know, we're dealing with a Baal Mum Mikor, and over there, Rabbi Shimon also is made. Everybody is made that on a third degree, kachay mizbeach, whether you're dealing with the Rabbanan or whether you're dealing with the Rabbi Shimon, which according to me, they agree anyway in this case, right? So if you would try to explain it, Aliba to Rabbi Shimon, Aliba to Reish Lakish, you're going to have to explain why doesn't Rabbi Shimon argue. So obviously, we're talking about a case where it never became a hekdash mizbeach. It became a hekdash domim der mizbeach. And that is a third type of kedusha, which nobody holds, requires amar baracha. If anything, it's a complete proof to me. Ooh, says the Gemara, my gosh, you know what? That's a darn good point. So then, actually, instead of asking on Rabbi Yochanan, we should ask this on Reish Lakish. Ah, so then, el alaymet avit yuftan Reish Lakish. So then, you're right. It should be a raya that Reish Lakish is wrong, because Reish Lakish holds that according to Rabbanan, the halacha is that you're always able to be paid a kachay mizbeach without hamar baracha. According to Rabbanan, remember, he holds it's an extreme machlokas. Rabbi Shimon holds only mizbeach, and the Rabbanan holds not mizbeach and only berakabayit. So then why would we bedafka be referring to a case, which I have to admit, you made a very good deal, that we have to be referring to a case where kodam mum and esekdeshan, because otherwise Rabbi Shimon would have argued, and Rabbi Shimon doesn't argue. So then why, according to the Rabbanan, were we specifying a case where kodam mum and esekdeshan? Don't do it, Shmueli. I see what you're planning. Don't even think about it. So how do you explain the fact that we dafka had to choose this case? I'll tell you. Reish Lakish will have to say, what makes you say that we're talking about? You're the one who was forced to say we're talking about the Shekhara Mumin Esekdesha. I take it Kipshuto, okay? I say, when the Rabbanan said over here that for Kachay Mizbeach, that Balei Mumin, Yipadu, It's talking about even Bali Mumin after the Kedusha. What's the problem? I don't understand. It's talking about where the Hegdash came first. B'shekala Mumin Sesekdesha. But Reish Lakish, we just proved to you that that can't be true. Because we showed you that if that were the case, then Rabbi Shimon should have argued according to you. Because Rabbi Shimon holds that there is no Chiyav of Hamad of Aracha on Kachim Mizbeach, even in a case where Kodam Hegdash is Mumin. So the Niflog Rabbi Shimon Allah. Why doesn't Rabbi Shimon argue? Says the Gemara, you know, you're right. But you're only right in the Braita as you present it. Now, there happens to be a totally different version of this Braita from a completely different collection of Braita, where I hold that this version of the Braita was written wrongly. And the correct version is the following version, in which things are very different, but in subtle ways. First of all, the order of presentation is reversed. That's the first thing, and that's very important, as we'll see. So Reish Lakish actually mepech apich. He says that the whole thing is presented in opposite order. V'hachi mosiv mimechilta achrite. And what he was asking on Rabbi Yochanan was not the Braita as we quoted it, which gave Rabbi Yochanan the upper hand and which put him in a bad position. You think Reish Lakish is stupid that he would have asked that kasha on Rabbi Yochanan? Here's how he reads the Braita that he asks on Rabbi Yochanan. And therein, he's the one that comes out with the upper hand. So here's how it goes. And this comes from a Mechilta Achrita. A Mechilta is a complete collection of Braitas, and we have different Mechiltas. Fine. So this is a different Mechilta. Okay. We have Mechilta Reb Shimon Bar Yochai, Mechilta Reb Yishmael. I don't know, but this is definitely from a different Mechilta. Maybe it's not one that we're familiar with, but the point is that here is the Braita that he had asked. And it goes like this. Meitu, when it comes to a case of Bein Tmimim or Bein Baalei Mumin, they require Kvura. And in this version, it says Beferish, when do we say that imetu yikaveru, that's dafka, bekotche berek habayit, that require pidyon. But when it comes to kotchim, meaning kotche mizbeah, then yipadu, then they can actually be nifta. So then that means that we're basically defining the view of the Rabbanan Aliba, the Rebbe, the Reish Lakish, right? Rabbi Shimon, in this case, disagrees, and he says, no, when you're talking about kachim, meaning kachim mizbeach, to me, mim yikavru, and baalei mumin yipadu. Sorry, when you're talking about kachim berakabayit, you said, I disagree. Now, again, this part doesn't make any more sense in this braita than in the other braita. Where the heck does this new halacha come from? I don't care if you hold like Reish Lakish, you hold like Rabbi Yochanan. Where did Rabbi Shimon get the idea that there's a difference between Tmimim and Baalei Mumin? We haven't explained that in the first Braita, and we're going to explain it only at the end before, but first we're going to get to the discussion of Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish. Remember, this part sticks out like a sore thumb in both Braita. Rabbi Shimon coming up with this new idea that there's a concept of Tmimim for Berek Abayit, which is crazy. Tmimim, in that case, I hold that there's nothing to do. You require Hamad of Aracha. Weird. But when it comes to Baalei Mumin of Kotchei Berek Habayit, then I hold Yipadu because there is no din of Hamad of Aracha on Kotchei Berek Habayit. Now, in this case, when we ask on Rabbi Yochanan, we're asking from Rabbi Yochanan from the Seifa because of the way that we presented it first with Kotchei Berek Habayit. But the Seifa says over here, that avo bekotche, meaning bekotche mizbeach, that over there, yipadu. They can be podu. And according to Rabbi Yochanan, nobody holds that. Nobody holds that if there's a mum on kotche mizbeach, you don't require amad of aracha. So who is this going according to Aliba Rabbi Yochanan, huh? And in this version too, Rabbi Yochanan says, what do you mean? It makes perfectly good sense. Did I not already explain to you that the word od Ta means to exclude the third type of Kodesh, which is Kedushas Domim to the Mizbeach. That's what it's referring to. We're talking about over here, Achabamayaskinah, Baal Mumi Ikarob. kodam muman es hekdesha. And therefore, everybody agrees, if kodam muman es hekdesha. So then there was never a full kedusha on it. And it is worse than either kachem mizbeach, which are kedushas aguf, or kachem berek habayis, which is kedushas domim. This is even less. Because since it's kedushas domim to the mizbeach, Torah wasn't makbid, ota excludes that case. And in this brayta as well, I'm going to say the same thing I said before, that hachinami mistavra, it's got to be talking about that case, because if you think it's talking about what you think, namely, because you're kodem hekdesha as muman, that's what you think, how do you explain the fact that Reb Shimon doesn't argue? I mean, after all, both I and Reish Lakish hold that according to Rabbi Shimon, the halacha is that kedushas mizbeach definitely requires a hamad of aracha, correct? We're not arguing on that. So now I turn around and I ask you, Reish Lakish, and according to you, how do you explain the fact that Rabbi Shimon goes along with the part of the braita that says that kachay mizbeach can be padui if they were bali mumin, huh? Go ahead. So obviously we're talking about the type of case of Bali Mumin for Kachim Mizbeach, where first there was a Mum, then we were Magdish them, then they never got full Kedusha, and that is precisely why we say that there is no problem of a need for Hamad of Aracha, because Rabbi Shimon doesn't argue. Now in this version, we turned around and we said, oh ho, so if that is the case, Nilema Tavit Yuvta the Reish Lakish, just like we said before, because indeed it seems to be that clearly only because we're talking about Kishikata Mumin as Hekdeshan am I saying that Kachim Mizbeach don't require Hamad of Aracha. But if Kodam and Hekdeshan is Mumin, they would have required Hamad of Aracha. According to Reish Lakish, that's not true. They would not have required Hamad of Aracha because according to Reish Lakish, the Rabbanan hold only Kachim Berakabayit require Hamad of Aracha, huh? So what's Reish Lakish going to do now? So let me talk with you to Reish Lakish. And Reish Lakish says the same thing that he said in the first bright, except that now there's no problem with Reish Lakish. Why? Because we were mapech up. So therefore, Amalekha Reish Lakish, Achav Mayaskinan, we're talking about over here, like I believe, we were Kodem Hekdeshan as Muman. Now, if Kodem Hekdeshan as Muman, then, of course, I am agreed that in that case, it's only the Rabbanan who hold that Kachim Mizbeach do not require the Hamad of Aracha. According to Reish Lakish Dafka, you do require Hamad of Aracha. So then why doesn't Rabbi Shimon argue if we're talking about that it was first Kodesh and then it got a Mum, and it talks about over there, and he should be chaylek, according to Rabbi Shimon, that if you have to be, you have to bury it, why in the world is he not chaylek? Why doesn't he say that b'amed devarim amurim b'kachim izbeach and not b'kachim aguf? Says Reish Lakish, what makes you say that he doesn't? He does. Even though he didn't say so, in other words, even though he was only talking about the idea over here of kachim mizbeach, a kachay berek habayit, it says the machlokas in terms of kachay berek habayit. But the truth is that he would have argued and he would have said that kachay mizbeach require kvura, not like you. So when the rabbanan say over here, they're talking only according to me, says Reish Lakish. They're talking about, that's what you're claiming, normal kachay mizbeach that was fully kodesh and which got a mum. And you're saying, the Rabbanan are telling us that the din is that there is no way to be paid to them, rather that there is a way to be paid to them because they don't require Hamad of Aracha, and Rabbi Shimon keeps quiet. But according to you, Reish Lakish, why does Rabbi Shimon keep quiet if we're talking about the standard case? I thought you're the one who holds that in this you agree with Rabbi Yochanan, that Rabbi Shimon certainly holds, nobody disagreed about this, Rabbi Shimon certainly holds that Kachim Mizbeach, where they were fully Kodesh and only subsequently got a Mum, that definitely you can't be paid to them. So why doesn't he say so? Instead, the only time Rabbi Shimon opens his mouth is when he talks about what the Rabbanan said vis-a-vis Kachim Berek Habayit. And all he says is, no, Kachim Berek Habayit, Mumim. To me, we don't understand what he's saying. We'll get to that. But Mumin, the din is Kachib et Agabai, it can be Potoy. How come he didn't argue about what they said, that Kachib is Beach? You can be Potoy. He should have said Kachib is Beach. Of course you can't be Potoy. What happened to Amor of Aroch? What's wrong with you guys? So Niflug Rabbi Shimon Allah says, Reish Lakish, in this brighter, that's not a problem. Because when Rabbi Shimon starts off, remember, in this brighter, we started off with this discussion of what? Kachib is Beach or Kachib et Agabai? We started off with the discussion of Kachib et Agabai because we inverted it. Since we started off with the discussion of et Agabai, Reish Lakish is understanding that Rabbi Shimon argued about what we were talking about. And initially, what we were talking about was Kachib et Agabai. I've already explained to you, says Rabbi Shimon, Kachib et Agabai? Kachib et Agabai? It's if it's Bali Mumin, can't be Podri. From that, we can understand that Rabbi Shimon would argue on the whole thing, except that we weren't talking about Kachib Mizbeach, so why should he open his mouth again? I already told you that I hold the inverse of you. And therefore, indeed, calling Rabbi Shimon definitely does argue. Why would you think that he doesn't argue? And there's no problem of why didn't he say something? He doesn't have to say something. So therefore, he is calling Rabbi Shimon. Okay.
Time for a drink.
A drink. You know, it's easy for you to say. And Naftali is sitting there doing absolutely nothing. Richie, I know what you've got behind you. I know too well. You know what the Gemara says about how dangerous it is when a member of the family is a tax collector. Now, what if the taxes he collects are in terms of a drink? He knows. He knows where. He knows exactly where to go to get exactly what he wants. Now, so in this version, you'll notice that Reish Lakish never says a word about, I mean, Rabbi Shimon never says a word about Kachay Mizbeach. He only talks about Kachay Bet Agabai, right? So therefore, we can say that he meant both. The problem is, says Rabbi Yirmiyah to Rabbi Zera, I don't like the way Reish Lakish is learning here. I'll tell you why it bothers me. Because according to Reish Lakish, who says that Alibi the Rabbana and Kachay Mizbeach are not included in Hamod of Aruch, and that when it says over here, the Katani, Kachay Mizbeach, when it says over here that if they died after Kedusha, that it could be talking about Mukminulai, Bishakodim Egnation as Mumun. It's talking about they were fully Kaddish. And nonetheless, it says Bali Mumim Ipadu. I have a problem. What are you going to do with it? What are you going to do with it? I understand. There's no problem of Amar of Aracha. But remember, the end of the Mishnah said that there's another problem. The other problem is it has to be Royal Achila because otherwise you're going to be feeding it to the dogs. And we said, even if it has a Mum, in the case where it was a trefa, we said, ain poter nesakachim lachil on the clothing. And in this case, it says it dropped dead. And if it dropped dead, it's an avela. So what exactly are you going to be doing with this mum, this balas mum that doesn't require hamad of arocha? Fine. You explained everything to me. But you haven't explained what the heck you're going to be doing if you're poter. I thought that we were pretty clear about the fact that ain poter nesakachim lachil on the clothing. And that's what it said in the Mishnah. What are you telling me? That this bright is arguing? And that Alma says, "Even Rish Ma'amin a paid in Sakashim Achil leKlavim," says Reish Lakish. When it says it dropped dead, it means in terms of what was meant to happen. What happened was over here that you went ahead and you shechted it before the pidyon. Obviously, it was supposed to be paid at first. You had no right to shecht it before the pidyon. But the bottom line is, it's dead. And we're only talking about the question of whether it's dead or alive. Obviously, you got another issue. What's your other issue? You're not allowed to eat it? It's the same that dead means reshchita. We're not talking about that problem. So I'm telling you, that's what we're talking about. If you say you can be potter, well, of course. B'shavah v'shachata. Kedetanya, listen. I mean, it says that in a case where kachim got a mum, and you went ahead and you shechted them, according to Rabbi Meir, the din is yikavru, Rabbi Meir holds, like Rabbi Shimon, the Kachim Mizbeach are definitely Bechlal HaMod of Aruch. How are you supposed to be paid it? You go ahead and you be paid it. But it says nonetheless that the Chachamim Amrim Yipadu. You can be poda'it, because in this case, there is no problem, apparently holding like Resh Lakish, which of course is a problem, because according to Rabbi Yochanan, why would they say Yipadu? Fine, we'll see. But anyway, it's got to be talking about a case where it was, in fact, Shachatan. Note that it says, Kalakadoshim Shunafal Bemum, the Shachatan. That's what we're referring to over here. Omale Reb Yirmi Yala Rabbi Zera. Now, I have a problem with this. Rabbi Shimon is saying, Kachibitakabait, Lo Yubaklal Hamadavar Racha. Both brightas made no sense. Why in the world is Rabbi Shimon saying, Tamimim, what does Tamimim have to do with Bet HaGabayit, for God's sake? So am I Tamimim Yikaveru? Why are we saying that when it comes to the Bet HaGabayit, Rabbi Shimon would be made of that if they are Tamimim, they need to be buried? Can you explain that to me? Says the Gemara, yes, I can explain it very well to you. It's simply this. When you give a behema that is Tamima to the Bet HaGabayit, first of all, you were over on an Isser. And we saw before, you're not allowed to be magdish nimit and bedekabayit, because you can only be magdish, we run the diet from the pasuk, something that isn't roit and misbeach to bedekabayit. But what happens if you're over on the iser and you are magdish nimit and bedekabayit? You know what happens? The misbeach will never let go. Once the misbeach gets its claws into something, it's not going to let go, which means that this animal has to be sold by Bet HaGabayit, keep the money, but it has to be sold to someone who's going to be using it for the Mizbeach. Remember? Therefore, the Rabbanan said, listen, this is a problematic issue. Now, look how beautiful the construct is over here, gentlemen. We worked out, according to Rabbi Yochanan, that there must be a third level of Kedusha. According to the way we're understanding it now, there's a fourth level of Kedusha. The fourth level of Kedusha is when you were Magdish Behema, that's Tamima, to the Bet HaGabayit, which is the exact parallel to the third level of Kedusha, where you were Magdish Baal HaTzmum to the Mizbeach and did not get its full Kedusha. If you're Magdish Atamim to Bet HaGabayit, albeit it doesn't get the full Kedusha on Mizbeach, but since it's meant to be used for the Mizbeach and only for the Mizbeach, because Bet HaGabayit can only sell it for purposes of use on the Mizbeach, the Rabbanan said, now hold on, this seems very similar in people's eyes to Kachem Mizbeach. And if we're going to let you be paid to it without Hamad HaMaracha, then it will be easily confused with a case of real Kedushas Mizbeach, where you really do need, according to Rabbi Shimon, the din of Amar of Arocha. Therefore, Rabbi Shimon agrees that even though this is Kachay Bet HaGabayit, we treat it as Kachay Mizbeach in the same way that Rabbi Yochanan agreed that if you give something with a mum to the Mizbeach and it's a Baal Mum Meikoro before the Kedusha, that it's similar, it looks very similar to the Bet HaGabayit case, because of the fact that it's only Kedushas Domim, but nonetheless, the Torah said, but it has a different halacha. So therefore, I'm explaining it to you beautifully. Mishum de chazila krova, since it is used for the Mizbeach, remember the Braita, Kedetanya, Hamatfis Tmimim Lebet HaGabayit, somebody who bedavka takes a korban, which, not a korban, a behema, which is Tmima, and gives it to the Bet HaGabayit, and he was over on the Isser, Kishayin Nivdin, when you're going to be selling it, you can only sell it for purposes of somebody who uses it for the Mizbeach, and he needs to buy an animal for karma. Ein a niftin elon mizbeach. The rule being, kol haro'uy lemizbeach, anything which is suitable for the Mizbeach in terms of its physical body, eino yotzei midei mizbeach lo'olam, will never escape the claws of the wolf. So the Mizbeach basically is grabbing this animal and is not letting go. And therefore, we treat it as if it's a type of Kedushas HaMizbeach. Beautiful. Such a perfect symmetry in the closing of the understanding of the sugya between Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish. Absolutely stunning. Amalei Rav Papa L'Abaye. Some say Rav Papa said to Abaye, or some say it was actually Rava who had said this to Abaye. Rav Papa said it to Rava. So I'll leave it to Rabbi Yochanan, okay? He says we're talking about Mamume Kara, right? That's what he explained is the only possible way of understanding it. And he says, everybody agrees, Rav Shimon, the Rabbanan, they all agree that in the case of it's a Valmume Koro, that is neither Kedushas Mizbeach nor Kedushas Bet HaKavayim. And it's less. And it doesn't require Haman of Aracha, right? So he says, Kulei Alma Svirlu, the Valmume Koro, lo havi beklal Haman of Aracha. But problem is that is not true. Velo, I am going to remind you of a Mishnah that we had not long ago in Bechorot. Now, what does the Mishnah say over there? Kol HaKodashim Shekadam Mum Kavua LaEkdeshan. That in a case where you were Magdish, a behema that was already a Balat Mum at the time of the Hegdesh, it has all types of different dinim because of the fact that it was never Kedushas Aguf. And therefore, first of all, you got to know that all of these things are chayavim b'bechorah. If they have a firstborn, bechor, they're not potter the way kachim are potter. They are chayavim b'bechor. Furthermore, if you shechta, you're going to have to give matanas to the kohen, which is not true if it's a case where they have kedusha and we're potter. And therefore, you will have to give matanas. When you pray to them, they become complete chulin. Therefore, you can work your field with them. You can shear their wool. Pure chulin. Yotzin l'chulin l'gozes v'le aved, which is not true in a case where we're talking about psulei amukdashim that once had kedush zaguf. Absolutely not. Furthermore, you were pray to them. You can drink their milk. You can go and take their vlad that they had after the pidyon. And if you shech them outside of the Beis HaMikdash, there's no problem. They're not Kodesh. And furthermore, they do not have the Kedusha to make a Tmura. Enos in Tmura. The Imetu, if they died, Yipadu, you can be Poda them. Now, the question is, what? So that means we hold that if it was Kodesh after it was a mum, you don't need Hamad of Aracha. Okay, so fine. What's your problem? Aha, I'll tell you what the problem is. The problem is this. The Amar of Yudam Rav. Now, we explain this Mishnah that says, Inetu Yipadu, by adding the following words, which makes it very problematic for Rabbi Yochanan. Quote, Zu Divrei Rabbi Shimon. Those words that say, Inetu Yipadu, that is only Aliba Rabbi Shimon, who holds that kachim is beach, ayu bichlal ha'amada v'haracha, and that kachim berek habayit lo hayu, kedetnan, as, of course, we know this part, but, I mean, he had to explain it. We're holding in the middle of the sugya. But Rav explained it to those that were reading in Bechoros, the Mishnah. Kedetnan, Rabbi Shimon Omer, kachim berek habayit, imetu yipadu, and moda Rabbi Shimon, that abalmum meikoro, it's nifta, and what is this saying? It's saying that the third type of Kedusha, where it's Kachim Mizbeach, that was Kodam Mumon Esekdeshan, oh, yes, indeedy. You can be paid to that without Hamad of Aracha because it's Kachim Berek Abayit for all intents and purposes. And I hold Kachim Berek Abayit does not require Hamad of Aracha. Not what you, Rabbi Yochanan, claim that everybody is made, that there's a third type of Kedusha, which is neither Kachim Berek Abayit nor Kachim Mizbeach, ha-ha. Well, here Rav is saying exactly the opposite. These words in the Mishnah will only work according to Rabbi Shimon, because if Kodam Mumon HaSekdeshan, then we have to treat them the way we would be treating Kodshe Berek Habayit. Well, according to Rabbi Shimon, Kodshe Berek Habayit, you could be poter without Hamad of Aracha. But not what Rabbi Yochanan claims, that even the Rabbanan would hold you could be poter without Hamad of Aracha if Kodam Mumon HaSekdeshan, which is the case that the Mishnah in Bechorot is referring to directly to that case. Kol HaKadoshim Shekodam Mumon Es Hekdesha. And you're saying it's only true of the Rabbi Shimon. And what is the Mokar? The Omar Kra Ota. And Ota means only Kodshem is Beach. And therefore, the Omar Kra Ota. And that would mean Lema Ute Ba'amun Meikor, right? But according to the Chachamim, afilu ba'amumi kara, ha-ha-ha-ha, ha-yubiklal ha-mod of Aracha. And you, Rabbi Yochanan, were only able to understand the brayta that we brought at the end of the sugya. you only got out of them by claiming that, no, I'm right, and the Rabbanan of course hold that there is a din of Amar Baruch, and the reason that in the cases in the bright that says you could be part of them is because Kodam Ekdeshon is Kodam Muman Esestation. And here it says Beferish, no, those words are true only according to Rabbi Shimon, but you cannot learn them according to the Rabbanan, okay? Now you tell me whether the way that was the normative understanding of the Mishnah, the way it was explained by Rav Yehuda Merab, whether that's consistent with your opinion, that the Ota is coming to be Motzi, even according to the Rabbanan, Kodam Mumam Esekdeshan. And over here it says, no, it's only because Ota is Motzi, the Din Abedek HaBayit. Because essentially, Kedushas Domri from the Mizbeach boils down to exactly the same Din as Kedushas Bedek HaBayit. Not like you. And we are now disagreeing with your idea that there are three levels of Kedusha. It's two levels of Kedusha. I mean, I'm assuming that we're talking about the, it says Avo Chachomim Omrim. I'm assuming that the Chachomim Omrim is the Chachomim who argue with Rabbi Shimon. Oh, says Abaya to Rav Papa. No. Who's to say that it's the Chachomim or the Chachomim arguing with Rabbi Shimon? According to Rabbi Yochanan, these aren't the Chachomim would of course not have said the words of Dafka, the case over here, the Omer Kro Ota, as opposed to Bedek HaBayit, that it's after Bedek HaBayit, but about Mumi, Kuro, is Bichlala, Mudav Arocha, that's not true. We know who that is. Yes, there is such a Shita. That was the fourth Shita. That was the Tana Devei Levi. And when it says over here the Chachomim, it means the Tana Devei Levi. It doesn't mean the Chachomim that we're arguing with Rabbi Shimon. Ah! Says the Gemara, now wait a minute. If you are referring to a Chachomim that is not the Chachomim that are arguing with Rabbi Shimon, then isn't it a little bit weird that you said, well, this is true only according to Rabbi Shimon, but it wouldn't be true according to the Chachomim? I mean, come on, man. You should have to say, this is true only according to Rabbi Shimon and those who argued with Rabbi Shimon. Because, I mean, after all, it's true. I mean, why say only Rabbi Shimon? It's true according to all of the shitas that we were talking about, include a little bit of Rabbi Yochanan, including the Chachamim who argue and Rabbi Shimon, because after all, they're made a ifkara mumen esekdeshan, that for all intents and purposes, this is less than either Kedusha Mizbeach or Kedusha Bedek HaBayit. So you're misrepresenting the entire din by claiming that it works out only according to Rabbi Shimon, which implies that not according to Rabbanan who argued with Rabbi Shimon. That is so misleading. Don't you think that you should have said, Amar Rav Yehuda Merab, Zo Divrei Rabbi Shimon and Machlukoto, those who argued with Rabbi Shimon, those Chachomim that you know as the Chachomim up until now. But according to the other Chachomim, referring to the Tana Devei Levi, then it would be different because they hold Afilu Bamumikor. Why are you pretending that this is true only according to Rabbi Shimon, qua Rabbi Shimon? It's not true. Zo Divrei Rabbi Shimon and Machlukoto by Barley. Said Rav Papa, no, that's not a problem. I mean, it says about Rav Papa, that's not a problem. Because there's no way that he could have said that. You know why? Because even though it's true about these last words, it's not true about the Mishnah in Bechoros. The Mishnah in Bechoros cannot be going according to the Chachamim who argued with Rabbi Shimon. Because Rav holds like Reish Lakish. And Reish Lakish holds that the Rabbanan hold that Kodshei Bedek HaBayit alone were Bichlal Amon HaBarakah, and Kodshei Mizbeach lo hayu Bichlal Amon HaBarakah, and yet the Mishnah in Bechorot says that if they first had a mum, that then and only then, imetu yipadu, if it had Kodam Hekdeshon as Muman, if they died, so then you can be part of them. But the next piece of the Mishnah, which talks about im kodam hegdeshan es muman, it says imetu yikaveru. Now that's not true according to the Rabbanan who argue with Rabbi Shimon, is it? Not according to Reish Lakish. Not according to me, says Rav. If I hold like Reish Lakish, because after all, Reish Lakish holds that kachim isbeach bichalal are not included in the din of amar avaracha. So why would it say in the save of the Mishnah that imetu yikaveru? Ha ha. So obviously, I'm not going to tell you that this is true. Rabbi Shimon umach lukotso, But the truth is that those words themselves were true. I'll leave it to Rabbi Shimon Nachman Kusai, except I can't tell you that that's the meaning of the Mishnah. Because the Mishnah obviously was going only according to Rabbi Shimon. Okay, so I said, according to Rabbi Shimon. But if you hold according to Chachamim, I don't mean the Chachamim that are arguing with him. I mean, according to the Tanavei Levi Chachamim, then this doesn't make sense. Or, you know what? Maybe it does say that. People say it could be that Rav indeed doesn't hold Rish Lakish. Rav holds like Rabbi Yochanan. And as far as you're asking, that the Kakash Lacha should it not have said Zudev Rabbi Shimon about Chukosim Yibarele? I got news for you. It does. Aha. The answer that he gave was, it does. But that's basically the way to read it, but to actually change it. As Rashi says, it's me. Say, Zu Divrei Rabbi Shimon, Umachlu Koso. All right. As our penultimate daf in Temura, very full of the amazing poetry of the full-scale, beautiful symmetry of Temura, coming to a crashing crescendo as we come closer to the painful goodbye, which we won't do tomorrow. We'd like to say the very goodbye we'd like to say for a siyum together. But remember to go out there and buy your Masechet Kritot if you have not yet, because we're on our way to a whole new Masechet. All right, everybody. Have a wonderful day. And those few diehards who want to stay on to review the daf, please, it would be a great pleasure. Just waiting for this recording here. There we go. Today's review in Masechet Temura is of Daf Lamed Gimel. And let's see. Can we even go back enough to have a full review? Nah, that'd be too much. That's too old. No, I can't ask you. Okay. Okay, so we're up to Dav Lamed Gimel, and we got up to Omer of Gidol Amar Rav. Omer of Gidol Amar Rav, my time in the Rish Lakish, the Omer of Rav, and Kachi Berek Abayta Yubichlal Ha'amadav Ha'aracha, and Kachi Mizbeg Lo'a Yubichlal Ha'amadav Ha'aracha, the Omer Krav Ha'eri Ha'koin Ota, Ben Tov Ben Ra, Ezeo Damash, Eno Chaluk, Ben Tov L'Ra, V'yomuzo Kachi Berek Abay, and the pasuk is demanding ota. This is the only case, which means lamuta kachur mizbeach. And according to Rabbi Yochanan, indeed, if he holds both are included on Madav Aracha, ota lamuta mai. Oho, it's lamuta a whole third type of hegdash, which is a baal mumi karai. And what about according to the Tana Devei Levi, holds even a baal mumi karai is included on Madav Aracha? The Tana Levi akol ayu bichlala Madav Aracha filu baal mumi karai. What is he going to do with the ota? Honestly, I don't know. Gosh. I'm reviewed on Marab. My time at Rabbi Shimon. The Omer Kachem is Be'acha Yubich Lala Amadav Aracha and Kachem Perek Abayit Loa Yubich Lala Amadav Aracha. Because the meaning of Ericha Kohen Ota Bein Tovu Bein Ra has got to be referring not to Kachem Perek Abayit. Because Ezeo Davash Chaluk Bein Tovu Bein Ra could only be Kachem is Be'ach. And the pasuk is insisting that it's ota lumute berek abayit. So then, why doesn't it say bein tov l'ra? Why does it say, I mean, isn't that what the kohen has to do? The kohen has to be marich that it is a balmum and know the difference between a tamim and a balmum, and then go ahead and say how much it's worth, but not whether it is good or not good. If it is good, he can't be poted at all. So that's more mashma that it's referring to berek abayit. So Iyachi Bain Tov L'Rav Miboyle. Okay, I don't know how to answer that either. Gosh. Meitu, Tmimim Yikaveru, Ubale Mumim Yipadu. Bame, Devorim Amurim Bekotche Mizbeach, Ava Bekotche Berek Abayit, Bain Tmimim, Bain Bale Mumim Yikaveru. Rabbi Shimon Omerechot, Kotche Mizbeach, Vechot, Kotche Berek Abayit, Tmimim Yikaveru, Ubale Mumim Yipadu. Poof. To you, after Rabbi Yochanan Mireisha. Of course, we don't understand the safe at all, according to anybody, but we'll wait till later. Yes, a baal mum that doesn't require a modem aracha. There is such a thing. A baal mum, like I said. And achinami mistamra, because itema shakara magnation as mumah. How come Rabbi Shimon doesn't say a word, huh? Liflag Rabbi Shimon Allah. Elolav Shmamino Baba Mumikar, and it's a riot to me. Gee. So then, you know, he's got a good point. Lema Tavidiv the Resh Lakish. Resh Lakish will say, what makes you say that it's talking about Kishakana Mumin Asikdesh? This is Mukim Labishakana Mekdesh and Asmuma. Yeah, but we showed you that can't be true because the Yachanifel of Rabbi Shimon Allah. Ah, actually, Resh Lakish has a different bright, a Mepichach. And the lashon of the brayta there is like this: Meitu beintimim ba'amumim yikaveru ba'med dvarim b'kachibenek habayit. So we start with kachibenek habayit. Avo b'kachim mina kachibis be'ari padu. Rabbi Shimon again says this crazy thing over here that timimim yikaveru ba'limumim yipadu. And we ask in this case from the sefer about kachim to Rabbi Yochanan. And of course, ooh, so lame it have it, you have the Resh Lakish. So then how come Rabbi Shimon is not Polagalay? He is. Rabbi Shimon. He started off arguing. You're meant to understand that when he said by kachim is better kabayit, he was meaning only better kabayit. Amalei Rabbi Yemel Rabbi Zera, but according to Resh Lakish, that claims that according to Rabbanu kachim is better law, you bechlal amod avarach. And when it says over here the katani kachim is be'ach ba'alei mumin, it's sorry, press the wrong button here. Ba'alei mumin yipadu umukmina la b'shikada negadeshin es muma. How are you going to be painted? I understand you don't need Amod Avarach, but you need to use it for something. So what are you going to do with it? Feed it to the doggy? So you mean to tell me Podina Takodashim Lachilam the Klavim? Nah, when it says Meitu, it doesn't mean Meitu, it means you shachted it, obviously. And then Shachatan. Rabbi Meir Omer Yikaveru, because he holds like the Shita. That indeed it is. And according to Rabbi Shimon, who holds Kachay Barakabai and not include Amod Avarocha, how do you explain these two brightas that seem to be saying something crazy? According to Rabbi Shimon, of all people, to me, Mimi Kaveru by Kachay Barakabai, I mean, it makes no difference. Aha. As Bisham the Kotulak Rabba, Kidatanya Hamat Feast, Mimim Barakabai. According to Rabbi Yochanan, the Mukela Babalmum Mikaro, and according to him, Kuli Amasrilu the Babalmum Mikaro is a different type of Hekdesh that does not require Amar of Arocha. How do you explain the Mishnah in Bechorot with the accompanying commentary of Rav? Below, but not in Bechorot Kol HaKodashim Shekada Munkavul HaKdeshem and Ivdu Chayavim BeBechorot B'matan Ot Yatidukum Ilikosis V'lo Aved and V'lot and V'chalvan is Mutal Yachar Pidyonam and Ashok B'chot is Potter and Enos in Tmura. And here's the key words, the Imei to Yipodu, which is defined by Rabbi Yudah Amar Rab as Zu Divi Rabbi Shem Yamar Kachim Yisbeho Yibachal Amar Varocha. But in this case, we're Kadam Muman, it's the equivalent of Kachar Berek Abayit, the Kachar Berek Abayit Loayu. Kiditnan Rabbi Shimon Omer Kachar Berek Abayit Meitu Yipadu. So it's coming to tell me that Meitu Rabbi Shimon Babal Mumi Karo, which is the same as Kachar Berek Abayit Shinivda. My time, the Amakra Ota, Ota Lamuti Babal Mumi Karo, Avokachabim Omrim, Afilu Babal Mumi Karo, Hayu Bichlal Amod Avarochan. Rabbi Yochanan kept claiming that that's not the case. Omar Lei, who do you think the Chachamim are over here? It's the Tani Levi. Nah. So why would it say Zudivir Rabbi Shimon? It should have said Zudivir Rabbi Shimon. Oh, it's very misleading. It should say Zudivir Rabbi Shimon Umachu Katomi Boile. Omar Lei, you're right. Except that I couldn't say those words for another reason, because they wouldn't be true about the next piece in the Mishnah. Hi, Deloka Tani Hachi. Is between the Rav Svira Le'akeresh Lakish, Domo Rabbona, and Kachim Be'akabayit, Ayu Bechlal Amod Avarocha, and Kachim is Be'ach Lo Ayu. And over here, the Reisha Katani Meitu Yipadu, but the Sefer says he Meitu Yikaveru. Why Yikaveru? If the Kachim is Be'ach, why Yikaveru? They don't require Amod Avarocha, according to me and Reish Lakish. That's why it doesn't say it. You know what? Maybe not. Maybe it's going like Rabbi Yochanan, and Rav Otz like Rabbi Yochanan Svira Le. You're worried. Fine, that is what it says. and change it accordingly. Thank you for staying on. Have a wonderful and successful day in every good way.